All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Former Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice is seeking another chance to play in the National Football League. Now, of course, Ray Rice's career was derailed by the infamous domestic violence incident that took place last year. Initially, Rice was suspended by the National Football League for the first two games of the 2014 NFL season, but once further video came out, that suspension changed to an indefinite suspension. Now, we all know the back and forth between the league, Rice, along with the Ravens over the matter. It was a horrific incident for every single person involved. There are folks that feel that Ray Rice should never have an opportunity to play in the National Football League again, and there's still a possibility that he may never step foot onto an NFL field again. He is a 28-year-old running back, and if you look at his last full season in 2013 with the Ravens, he was starting to slow down a bit. He only gained 660 yards on the ground. This was on the cusp of, or on the end rather, of four consecutive seasons in which he gained at least 1,000 yards on the ground. He does have 37 career touchdowns and over 6,000 yards rushing. Like I said, he is a 28-year-old running back, and in this day and age in the NFL, that is an ancient age for a running back. But you have to wonder, we know that the Baltimore Ravens are out of the discussion, but would another of the 32 NFL teams be willing to give Rice a shot? Now, the Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam has let it be known publicly that that decision would be up to the Browns head coach and Mike Pettine. You've already even had some of the Browns players that would welcome Ray Rice with open arms. And I think that at some point there will be a team that will come calling for Ray Rice. I'm not sure exactly who, because the bottom line is there is the chance that he can still play football. But to bring a guy like Ray Rice in, you need a strong locker room. And it's not because Ray Rice himself is going to go out there and do something wrong and be a distraction. It is due to that one incident. Regardless if he is completely remorseful or not, it is going to hang over him for the remainder of his life. And as soon as he walks into an NFL locker room, every person associated with that team is going to have to field questions about Ray Rice. It's going to be all over social media. It's all going to be over print media. And it's also going to be all over the television as well. Then you're going to have to deal with the backlash from fans when Ray Rice takes foot or steps foot back into the NFL, as far as fans heckling him and trying to get a rise out of him, and so forth. So you have to worry about the overall distraction, and it's going to be interesting to see if somebody is going to be willing to take a chance on him. Now, will that happen? We'll have to remain and be seen, but I guarantee you this, if Ray Rice is not picked up by a team in 2015, he will never step foot in the National Football League again. I know the NFL is extremely hypocritical because this is a league that has allowed killers back into their league. And don't get me wrong, I am not condoning what went down last year with Ray Rice and now his wife, Janae Rice. It was a very unfortunate incident. And, you know, it just shows the big problem that domestic violence is in this world. But for a guy like Ray Rice, this is something that is going to stick with him forever. And hopefully for his case, somebody's willing to give him a second chance in the National Football League. We'll have to wait and see. But like I said before, if Rice is not picked up by a team in 2015, you will never see him step foot in the National Football League ever again. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming college football season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always tell you, if you follow me, it is always my pleasure to follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, we have the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You are more than welcome to check that out and like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.